Good morning, Professor Yang, ladies and gentlemen. I'm transition from a communication acoustic lab, Institute of Acoustic Chinese Academy of Science. It's a great honor for me to speak about two-channel pulse filtering based on adaptive smoothing and noise properties. I have divided my presentation up into four parts. In the first part, I would like to say something about background and motivation. In the next part, I would like to study a two-channel pulse filtering algorithms in theory. In part three, two schemes are proposed to improve noise reduction without introducing audible speech distortion. And in the last part, experimental results will be given and we will make some conclusions. As we know, the world is becoming louder and with noise almost everywhere, and the background reduces both speech quality and speech intelligibility. What's more, it also increases the listener's fatigue. So, in practice, speech enhancement, including single-channel speech enhancement and multi-channel speech enhancement, is often inevitable. We compare the speech enhancement through spatial filtering and post-filtering in the upper table. We found that post-filtering is more efficient for a diffuse noise field. And we compare the single-channel speech enhancement with the multi-channel post-filtering algorithms in the lower table. From the lower table, we can find two limitations of the single-channel speech enhancement. First, non-station noise often cannot be well suppressed. Second, speech intelligibility cannot be significantly improved in general. So, multi-channel algorithm is often preferred. We present three gain functions that are often used for post-filtering. A previous study reveals that at noise-only segments, the noise reduction should be infinite in theory, but we have the experience that the noise reduction is often not a large value. We want to study the reason in theory. This also brings out a new question. How can we do to improve noise reduction without introducing audible speech distortion? That's all I would like to speak about background and motivation. Now, let's turn to the first question. Why the noise reduction is not infinite, even at noise-only segments? We have two assumptions. First, the signal at the two microphones are Gaussian distributed. Second, the noise is uncorrelated. Under these two assumptions, the periodogram follows a chi-square distribution with 2 degrees of freedom. And in theory, the real and imaginary parts of the cross periodogram are both Laplace distributed. Unfortunately, using the Laplace distribution directly makes it difficult to obtain the distribution of the cross spectra, so we use the Gaussian distribution to approximate the Laplace distribution we presented in a lower equation. As we know, the auto spectra and cross spectra can be obtained by averaging independent frames of the periodogram. So, the distribution of the auto spectra and the distribution of the cross spectra can be obtained seriously. With the PDF of the auto spectra and the cross spectra, the PDF of the gain function can be obtained in theory. We plot the PDFs of the gain function in this figure versus different values of the smoothing factor alpha. As can be seen from these figures, the theoretical result fits quite well with the empirical results. After obtaining the PDF of the gain functions, we can analyze the theoretical limits of noise reduction and the amount of musical noise. As an example, we present the theoretical limits of the noise reduction. The theoretical limits of noise reduction can be obtained by computing the expected value of the gain function. And we plot the noise reduction versus different values of the smoothing factor in this figure. As can be seen from this figure, as the smoothing factor increases, the noise reduction can be improved. By this study, we can answer this question, why the noise reduction is not infinite, even at noise-only segments. And if and only if the smoothing factor approaches 1, noise reduction can be infinite. By this study, some remarks can be summarized as follows. If the smoothing factor is not large enough, musical noise is inevitable due to a large part of the gain function having large values. It's better to use a large value of the smoothing factor to increase both noise reduction and reduce musical noise. We have to make a trade-off between a noise reduction and estimation bias by properly selecting the smoothing factor. Now let's turn to the second question. How can we do to improve noise reduction without introducing audible speech distortion? We proposed two schemes in this paper. The first scheme is the adaptive time frequency smoothing scheme. As we know, for the two-channel post-filtering algorithms, the sudden change of the system only occurs at a desired speech on size and off size. So it's better to use a small value of the smoothing factor at a desired speech on size and off size. We use a two-step scheme. For the desired speech on size, the smoothing factor is determined by the single to noise ratio. For the desired speech off size, the smoothing factor is gradually increased from 0 to 1. Let's take an example. Let us see the result of the proposed scheme. We can find from this the lower figure, at the desired speech on size, and off size, the smoothing factor has a small value, which is very close to 0. At a noise-only segment, the smoothing factor is close to 1. The result are expected. Sorry. The second scheme is the adaptive residual noise floor selection. In order to mask musical noise, conventional speech enhancement often use a constant residual noise floor, which is given by the upper equation. However, based on the psychoacoustic fact, it's difficult for a tone to mask a band of noise. Thus, it's better to first press the tonal component. So we propose a modified gain function. We use the lambda KL to detect the tonal components. By using the modified gain function, the noise reduction could be improved without introducing audible speech enhancement, because we only increase the amount of noise reduction at the peaks of the estimated noise pore spectral density. Let's see an example. The noise is three sinusoids buried in white noise, and the noise is added to clean speech at a segmental single to noise ratio about negative 10 decibels. Let's listen to this audios. The first one is the noisy speech. Sorry, the speaker is not work. Oh, sorry. We can also see the experiment results from this period gram.
You want to try again?
We can find that The enhanced speech without adaptive residual noise floor selection, then the sinusoid components are still preserved. And with the proposed scheme, and the sinusoid components can be completely suppressed. Finally, I would like to compare the proposed algorithm with the traditional two-channel pulse filtering. The experimental setup are summarized as follows. We use two microphones produced by GoTech. The distance between the two microphones is 0.5 meter. The reverberation distance of the room is about 1 meter. The noise speaker is located about 4 meters away from the center of the two microphones. The desired speech is located in front of the central microphone at a distance of 0.5 meter. We plot the measured coherence of the noise recorded in a test room using a dotted line. As a comparison, we plot the coherence of the diffuse noise field using a solid line. We can see from this figure that the coherence of the noise has a small value, so we can assume that the speech, the noise is uncorrelated. We present the comparison result of the segmental SNR improvement and the PSQ improvement in these two tables. As can be seen from these tables, with the proposed algorithms, consistent improvements of both the segmental single to noise ratio and the PSQ can be obtained. Now, let's turn to the conclusion. In practice, let's conclude the conclusion. Now we can answer the question why noise reduction is not infinite even at noise-only segments. We also proposed two algorithms to improve noise reduction without introducing audible speech distortion in practical consideration. One is the adaptive time frequency smoothing scheme, and the other is the noise property driven adaptive residual noise floor selection scheme. Finally, I would like to emphasize that the two schemes could be applied to any speech enhancement that need to estimate auto or cross spectra and the gain function. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, we are very early. We have time for many questions. So any questions? Any questions from the audience? No. Is it possible to try the demonstration? Okay, sorry. Yeah, can you use a microphone here?
Did you use the... excuse me?
Sorry, there's a question for you.
Did you use coherent noise instead of the diffuse noise? Actually...
We used the diffuse noise.
I understand that you used diffuse noise only, right? So for the assumption of noise uncorrelation, right? So I'm just wondering that, did you have any experiment incorporating coherent noise such as direct noise or any kind of other noise such as babble noise or something?
Okay, this is a good question. I think you
want to use a microphone? Use a microphone.
I think this is a very good question because I think post-filtering algorithm, especially the coherence-based post-filtering algorithm, we have to emphasize that the noise is uncorrelated, and the noise field is if the noise is correlated, I think it's more efficient to use the to use the, sorry. To use the special filtering algorithm, I think.
Okay, any questions? Is the sound system okay? You want to try to play the demo again, since we have time?
Okay, let me try it.
I don't know.
Sorry. Let me try it.
Yeah, can you play from the...
Dial! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
This is the enhanced speech without using the residual noise floor selection, and this is our...
Dial! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And all the sinusoid components are suppressed. And the original, the noisy speech.
Dial 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, any question?
Okay, any questions? Any more questions? Okay, if not, let us thank the speaker again.